live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Sirius Satellite Radio, we are available on the radio as well as on the Sports Zone channel. If you've got the Sirius Satellite Radio app on your phone, tune in radio app as well, searching Sports Byline USA, the American Forces Network, the cable radio network. This is the most listened to pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And for 2 hours, we're going to talk all of the news. We're going to take your phone calls, emails, and more, directing you, of course, to the website WrestlingObserver.com. If you head to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, you will have all of the information about how to contact the show. Right there on the front page, toll-free phone number 855-478-4478, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. That is 855-478-4478. We'll be taking calls in about 20 minutes. So if you are listening, please stand by. Emails to Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. Our Twitter handle, at Brian Alvarez. I will be monitoring that throughout the show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. We are joined this week by David Bixenspan of the Figure Four Weekly and a number of other outlets as well. We'll be talking to him today. Mike Sempervivi is not feeling well today. He has a stomach bug, and so he is not going to be on the show today. He will be back next week, so we wish him the best. And, of course, we wish the best to poor John Cena, who, if you heard the show last week, we were talking about SummerSlam. It was our lead into the SummerSlam pay-per-view, where Cena was scheduled to face Brock Lesnar for the WWE World Heavyweight title. And in fact, he did face Brock, and Brock proceeded to give him the worst beating probably in the history of WWE, WWF, WWWF championship matches, at least in terms of a killer heel destroying a babyface. Absolutely destroyed John Cena. We're going to talk about SummerSlam, all of the news, take your phone calls. It's going to be a packed show today. Back in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by David Bixenspan, also of WrestlingObserver.com, every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Here to talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. If that's you calling right now, you'll be on the phone for a while. We'll take phone calls at about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. Going to do a news segment first, catch people up on what's going on in pro wrestling. Notably, the SummerSlam pay-per-view. There is a new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. His name is Brock Lesnar. Destroyed John Cena. And during that break, Bix noted that I was being very sympathetic to Mr. Cena. And Bix, what did you think of that match last week? A very different kind of match.
Yeah, it was very interesting because I think it was a match that a lot of people going in thought would be like this tremendous like match of the year candidate type match like their previous match was. And it was still a great match, but they worked it in such a different way that it was pretty much how long did it go? It was about 16 minutes. I think, yeah, just a squash of Cena the whole way through. But it was just super compelling and dramatic, and it wasn't what people expected, but I think it was much better for it. And Lesnar just beat the hell out of him. Cena took about, I think it was 16 suplexes total, 15 German suplexes, a lot of them right on his head and neck.
Is your house on fire, Bix? Do we need to...
No, I think that was a fire truck nearby, but it seems like it just passed.
Okay, go on. Just wanted to make sure we didn't need to have an emergency situation here.
No.
Okay.
No. So, where it was. I think it was better for not being a give-and-take match, both just because it was unique and it helped Lesnar, and my God, Lesnar is now... When was the last time they had a heel this hot? I mean, they've had baby faces hot, but when was the last time they really had a serious, strong heel like this?
Well, I think one of the keys to it is Lesnar physically... Lesnar physically and based on his background, UFC and amateur wrestling, and obviously his first WWE run, he physically looks like what you would want in a killer heel champion. But obviously look is only part of it. The fact that they let this guy go in there and just completely obliterate the top star of the past decade. I mean, hey, if you want to get a killer heel over to set up Roman Reigns' championship win, likely at WrestleMania this year, I mean, there's no better way to do it. The question is, and I'll ask you, Bix, they're doing the rematch. They've already announced the rematch. They announced it on Main Event on Tuesday, and it's taking place at Night of the Champions. And obviously, the question is, what do you do in that match? Because Cena cannot win. I mean, he can, but it would be a terrible idea. So Cena can't win the match. Lesnar should still be, if the idea is that you want a dominant heel champion for Roman Reigns to beat, I mean, Lesnar should still come out of this looking like a killer. You don't really, I don't think, want to destroy John Cena two times in a row. So how do you book this rematch?
I don't know. I think it was not the best idea because you know, it wouldn't be the first time this year where they didn't give a rematch, because they didn't do a rematch of the WrestleMania main event. So they didn't have to go with their usual storyline of, oh, the champion gets an automatic rematch, et cetera, et cetera. But then again, I'm not sure who you would have put Lesnar against at Night of Champions, which they need right now with the whole, with the network 6-month commitment coming up for the people who subscribed right around. I guess, when during September is Night of Champions? What day?
Night of Champions. Let's find out here. Night of Champions 2014 is September 21st.
Okay, so it'll be about a week or so before or in that range of people who signed up specifically for WrestleMania, when their 6-month commitment's going to be up. So you need something strong, and the idea that Lesnar is going to would be someone that you can only see on pay-per-view on WWE Network, it's a really good selling point right now, where they kind of do need additional selling points. But yeah, I don't know who else would you put against him right now?
Against Lesnar?
Yeah.
Well, that's a very good question. That's why the next month, to me, it is very important to build somebody up over the course of the next month that is ready to step in after September 21st. This is a terrible guy to use. I would not use Rob Van Dam. That's not the guy. But they did, for a while at least, they gave Rob Van Dam a big win on television. They followed up with a big win on pay-per-view, and then I think another big win on television. He'd won 3 times in a row, and they did a WWE.com story about it, which kind of tells you what their mid-card is like right now. A guy wins like 2 or 3 matches in a row, and they do a story on it. But, you know, I didn't think they were going to go with RVD, but when they did that, they did so much for it that it was kind of like, why are you building up Rob Van Dam so big? And then they proceeded to just, you know, beat him on SmackDown. But the point of this is, I mean, whatever you're going to do, you should be starting like, or you should have already started. I don't know who it would be, but somebody who got a win Monday, you've got to follow that up with a big win. I don't think it should be Roman Reigns. I don't think that it should be RVD, obviously. I don't really know who it should be, which is kind of a problem with their booking right now.
Yeah, I mean, if I think back, if they had planned this in advance, I think the best person would have been Cesaro, just to kind of keep the Heyman thing going, and then you would have the turn, and then again, I guess Lesnar would need to run through him, so maybe not, but something like that, or build up Sheamus a little more. I think there were things they could have done if they had planned further in advance for some kind of fresh match for Night of Champions, but I mean, it's not like it's a bad match, but it's just what you do with Cena, because you don't want to do the exact same match. You don't want to have Cena. You don't want to have Cena win. You don't want to have Cena get too much offense on Lesnar. So I think you do a similar match. Maybe Cena gets comeback. He gets some hope spots, and Lesnar just cuts him off this time. And maybe, you know, he gets a little more of a shot, and Lesnar cuts him off. I don't know how else you do it.
Brought this up, I've got to figure out who he's going to be facing. looking at the roster right now, who could face Brock Lesnar? When I go down this list, Adam Rose, no, Bad News Barrett, obviously hurt. As I look over this list right here, I mean, the pickings are slim. You could have done Cesaro would not have been the worst. I mean, Cesaro actually would have been great if they would have stuck with Cesaro as the Paul Heyman guy. And, you know, the storyline was, like, so simple. I thought they were doing it, which is that Cesaro finally gets sick of having to hear Lesnar constantly talking about Brock's big win at WrestleMania, since, of course, Cesaro won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which was supposed to be a big win. So Cesaro gets angry, he turns on Heyman, he becomes a babyface, and you can do a program with him and Brock. But if you watch television of late, I don't think that one's happening. And Daniel Bryan would be a possibility, but he's out. Dean Ambrose would be a possibility. He's out filming a movie. Maybe Dolph Ziggler, but highly, highly unlikely. just because I just can't even see them doing that match. Kane is a heel. I don't even know. I have no, maybe Mark Henry of all people. Because Brock did lay out Mark Henry earlier this year, and Mark Henry never got his revenge. But I can't imagine that being like the main event on a supposed pay-per-view. So,
well,
yeah.
You know what, though? Mark Henry's popped buy rates the last few pay-per-view main events he was in. So it's not the worst idea in the world if you're putting him against Lesnar and you build it up strong.
Well, he's facing, I suppose if you really wanted to do Mark Henry, you could do Henry versus Rusev at the next pay-per-view, and Henry beats Rusev and ends the streak, Rusev's streak. He's the American hero, and then you set him up for a couple-month program with Brock. We'll talk about this more after the break. We'll take your opinions as well. Twitter, phone calls, etc. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by David Bixenspan, also WrestlingObserver.com, here for the next 2 hours, talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. As we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Taking your phone calls now, 855-478-4478. That is toll-free, U.S. and Canada, 855-478-4478. And we got a caller on the line right now, so let's check this out. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Ed, what's up?
Hey, I'm going to steal Jim and Virginia's thunder, and I'm going to talk about the Shine Eye pay-per-view that was on Friday night.
He's going to be very upset, Ed. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, because I actually watched it. I'm pretty sure he just read about it.
Wow.
But it was a good show overall. They had the last appearance of Jessica Havoc before she goes to TNA. She beat Allison Kay in a dog collar match. It was actually very hard hitting, and they just beat the crap out of each other. They had a really good championship match between Ivelisse against Nevaeh, but they did have some bad. And whoever's booking the tag team championships for this company, they started off really great because they had a tournament. They had Mia Yam and Lila Bates win the championships, and they were having a good run. And then the last pay-per-view, they had them get upset by the team of Legendary, which was two 50-year-old ladies. And I figured, okay, they're trying to make it look like anything can happen. They're having the rematch this time. Leva and Mia look great. And unfortunately, they ended up losing by interference from Thunder Kitty, and Legendary is still the champions. And I think they're making this big mistake because you could have built this awesome tag team of Mia and Leva and had them have a good run and establish their tag titles, and they're blowing it. I don't know why they have. I mean, no disrespect to Malaya Hosaya and Brandywine. They were good in their day, but
Malaya Hosaya.
Yeah, she used to be awesome, but
you mean Malaya Hosaka? Hosaka, Ed.
Malaya Hosaka, I'm sorry. Okay, it's a hard name to pronounce.
You spelled it wrong verbally.
She blew like three spots in a row. Somehow Leva and Mia saved it, got a decent match out of them. But whoever's booking that tag team thing for Shine, they really need to get their head out of their butt and get the titles back on Mia and Leva. As far as the rest of the card was pretty good. They usually do have good shows for the most part. Yeah, it was a decent show.
And why are you not, why have you never considered, booking your own women's promotion?
Really just because I don't have the money. If I won the lottery, I would definitely be buying. If not starting my promotion, at least getting Shimmer to come out and run some shows down here or something.
Mm-hmm. What about the idea of a Kickstarter to start your own? You and Jim... maybe could make a run at it together. Although you've begun feuding with him, it sounds like here on the air.
No, I'm actually a big fan of Jim. And if Jim wants to hear about a couple shows that where they brought in a lot of women's talent, to check out my last, not this past week, but the week before my last podcast, Over the Top Radio, where I talk about a couple shows where they brought in Mia, Leva, Athena, Sue Young, a bunch of other girls. But Jim's just cool. I like Jim. But I did try to start a Kickstarter once to have an event in Vegas for the convention. Unfortunately, Dave put the kibosh on that.
Oh, man. Well, I heard some of your ideas, Ed. I would have put the kibosh on it myself.
But anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about. Thanks for taking my call, Brad.
All right. Thanks very much for the call, Ed. Man, that was more self-promotion in one call than I've heard in quite some time right there. But hopefully Jim is listening. And he will call later to defend himself. Now, during the break, you were looking through the roster, Bix, mm-hmm. and you've come to a conclusion about Lesnar's next contender.
Well, basically, that if they didn't do all the 50-50 booking and stop starts and all that, if there were guys that, if you just had a bunch of guys that were kind of at a steady upper mid-card level, there are plenty of guys that you could put in against Lesnar if you worked to elevate him for a month or so. Like, if they kept Big E or someone like that at a certain level, you know, Big E physically matches up great with Lesnar. I think they could have a great match. But there's no way you can do that right now. That would be ridiculous.
You know the problem? You know, I think part of the problem is as much as I thought it was awesome how Brock just, like, completely destroyed John Cena, he destroyed him in such a way that to me, Brock kind of comes off now as a guy who's just like so far above everybody else that no other contender besides the very, very, very tippy top guys seems like it would even be like a fair fight. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like the idea, you look at all the 50-50 booking of everybody on this roster, and you just start running down names here, like the Usos or Swagger or anybody on the roster, Fandango, Ziggler, and the idea that any of these guys are going to be competitive with Brock Lesnar, it's almost like, really? This is, I don't buy this for a moment. And I could do that with virtually every single person here on this roster.
Well, like you said, it wouldn't be a good idea unless it was a tippy-top guy. That's because only the tippy-top guys are the ones who are protected anymore.
Well, that's right.
But protected at all. I mean, they don't even try. I mean, just so many non-title losses for the champions and stuff that there's not even a reason to do it because it never builds up anything.
Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Joel from from Irvine. Now with SummerSlam gone and Brock Lesnar being champion, like, I don't really see anybody as a believable threat to, you know, beat Lesnar. Because now he's portrayed, like you guys said, about him being a killer heel. Like, you know, I never seen anybody that bad ever since, like, you know, I'm trying to, like, Nitro, like, Bokov, you know?
Yeah, that's the whole debate we've been having. Who is next for this guy? I can ask you and Bix as well, since somebody mentioned on Twitter, what about the return of Dave Bautista?
I guess that could work, but I don't know how the fans will react to him since, you know, his last one was kind of, you know?
Yeah, language on this show, please. But yes, you are correct about that. And he is coming back soon, so he may... He may be next in line after Cena.
Yeah, I mean, like, one thing's for sure, like, John Cena does not need another reign. Like, he's been already a 15-time world champion, nearly surpassing Ric Flair, so.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Bix, what do you think?
I think, when was the last time you had swearing on the show?
Well, hopefully not for another 10 years.
Yes. I'm not even sure what to do. I don't know what they do with do. Who do they even do put after Cena? I mean,
Bautista is the question.
Well, when is he coming back? That was what I was curious about.
Well, he should
be
back any time. I mean, I don't know like an exact date, but I mean, if you want to do the rematch, and then he shows up the next day on Raw as the next challenger. I mean, you can either do that or you could bring him back like Monday and then he destroys people on television for the next few weeks, destroys someone at the pay-per-view, and then it makes better sense for him to come in. The question is it a bigger deal if he beats a bunch of men to get the shot, or is it a bigger deal than he just shows up as a big babyface and makes the challenge?
I think you can do that. I think you just have to be sure that Lesnar's strong enough of a heel that the crowd will treat Bautista like a babyface. Which I think they're at that point, but there's a little bit of hesitation when I say that. I'm not sure. I mean, what do you think?
I don't know. His movie is such a hit, and I think a lot of people have seen it. And he's been gone for a while. And I think that if he comes back, and if you do it right, I mean, listen, here's my comparison. Let's look at Jack Swagger. Jack Swagger was portrayed as a mid-card geek forever, as a heel. And one day, he happened to be the guy that came out as the American hero, and he challenged Rusev. And it was like the right day, the right time, the right crowd. And all of a sudden, Jack Swagger... if you remember some of those angles they did on Raw and some of those spots where he got Rusev in the ankle lock, I mean, Jack Swagger, all of a sudden, because of the timing and the way they set it up, he was a big deal. Jack Swagger, of all people. So no matter what people thought of Bautista in his last run, I mean, the reality is that Bautista is a big star. He's a big name. Part of the reason people turned on him was because they wanted Daniel Bryan in that spot, and the company was insistent on putting Bautista there. Daniel Bryan's not going to be around, maybe even for a year, everybody. He may need surgery that would put him out a year. So with no Daniel Bryan there, and really no other contenders for Brock. I mean, if you bring the guy back the right way, I think it can really work.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, it's just a little bit of hesitation, but I think, and like you made a good point with the movie. A whole lot of people have seen Guardians of the Galaxy. I haven't seen it yet. He's supposed to be really good, very likable in it, especially. He's been very likable in all of his media for the movie. I think that should be enough to turn him. Plus he left as a babyface, and that segment came off well. So I think it's doable.
This person here says, what about the Backlund Sheik match? Why am I the only person saying this? He's doing this comparison to Lesnar and John Cena. Have you seen that match?
Oh, yeah. But, well, you have to remember, though, that the storyline was that Backlund came in injured. Sheik injured him.
Hold that spot real quick. We'll be back in just a moment and talk more about that. Wrestling Observer Live, everybody. Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
It's Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like a limited edition Epiphone G400 guitar, now just $279. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings for only $9. Simmons electronic drum kits just $299. Or Vader 5B drumsticks for just $5 a pair. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
Remember the beginning of summer when you had dreams?
I'm going camping every weekend.
I'm definitely gonna thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. Probably 2 or 3 times.
Just getting my bike tuned up to cycle across America.
While we may have been overambitious, at REI, there's still time to make summer dreams come true. Save up to 30% on the best in outdoor gear and clothing at the REI Labor Day Sale and Clearance, August 22nd through September 1st.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4WOnline.
We are back here at Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi. No, we're not. We're joined by David Bixenspan, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi out this week with a stomach ailment. He'll be back next week on the program. So much stuff to talk about here today. It is Wrestling Observer Live every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We are on the Sports Zone channel on your Sirius satellite radio app. We are on TuneIn Radio, searching Wrestling Observer Live, the American Forces Network. Big shout out to everybody listening on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, and so much more. And of course, if you only hear this show once a week, you are missing out. Daily radio shows up at WrestlingObserver.com. Usually two shows a day. We're up later on tonight. Myself and Vinny got a big show tonight. We've got Ring of Honor to talk about. We have SmackDown to talk about. We have NXT to talk about. And yes, it is the return of Wang to talk the MTV Video Music Awards. So this is going to be a big one tonight. Only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. It is $10.99 a month. If you sign up for a long-term subscription, it is as low as $9.99 a month. So check it out. There are not only brand new radio shows every single day, and I'm talking every single day, but every show that we have ever done dating back to 2005 is available in the archives, which means we have triple the amount of content of the WWE Network. You will never, ever run out of audio. If you love audio, if you listen on the way to work, in your cubicle, to and from, in traffic, wherever you listen to your audio, you will never run out at WrestlingObserver.com. All shows of the same audio quality you're hearing right now, this is being done in the home studio. So check it out over there at WrestlingObserver.com. And join the fun. If you like this show, I guarantee you that you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. And I want to throw out as well, Bix is up on Twitter, at David Bix. So check him out. I'm up at Brian Alvarez. We'll be checking these Twitters all evening. And as noted in the bumper, we're taking phone calls, 855-478-4478. The phone lines are full, so let's get to some of these right now. You are on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Oh, man, Jim, we've been waiting. What's up?
Oh, I heard Ed from San Antonio talking about the Shine 21 pay-per-view. Yeah, he was right. I didn't get a chance to see it, unfortunately, but I kept up with it on Ring Bells. Yeah, it was a good card from what I've seen. I do agree with him about the switch of the tag team belts. I thought the Lucha Sisters, Mia Yim, and Leva Bates were doing great. I don't see the way they did it, putting it on Brandywine and Malaya Osaka. I don't understand that booking myself.
Go ahead, Bix.
I have an idea. This is just a guess, but you have to remember with Shine, they fill out the cards with people who are in town, and I'm going to tread lightly here, who are in town to do photo and video shoots for, who was it, the promoter? Lexi Fife, I think?
Lexi Fife, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, for her company. So it's possible that if they have it set that maybe they know they're not going to be at the next shows for whatever reason, maybe they have conflicting bookings with when that's set up, maybe that's why they switch the titles. And that's just 100% guess on my part, but that's what dictates the talent, that's what dictates who's on Shine shows. So keep that in mind. If someone's not on a specific Shine show that you wanted to see, that's why, because they're not in town for that.
Well, that makes some sense. Well, the finish of the dog collar match was incredible, as Jessica Havoc put Allison Kay through a table with air raid crash on the second rope.
That sounds terrifying.
I know it does. You think the TNA girls could handle that?
Well, we'll soon find out.
I have heard rumors, spoiler alert, she's already been causing havoc already.
I believe she is already there, yes.
Well, let's go for one little thing. What did you think of Stephanie and Brie Bella?
I thought that their SummerSlam match was like a good wrestling match. I thought that it was, you know, an agent was told, we want these girls to have a good match. Stephanie's really motivated. So put together a real good match for them. And I think that's exactly what the agent did. My only problem is that it was supposed, think of all of the things that these girls did to each other. They had each other arrested. Stephanie paid off some girl to claim that she'd had an affair with Bree's husband. I mean, the idea that they went in there and were doing, like, holds, headlocks, and arm ringers, It was like, that's not what this match should have been. It was a very good match, but it was not the kind of match that I was expecting.
Well, Brian, do you really want to see Brie throwing working punches?
Hey, she could throw an elbow or a kick or I don't know, something.
I mean, do something outside the ring or something. I know what you're saying.
So that was my only, but I thought they both did a very, very good job. Stephanie did great.
I did too. What do you think about them switching the Divas title back again?
It doesn't really matter, to be honest with you.
Okay.
In my opinion. It was fine. I like both girls, so I think that either one of them.
Too, you know. They're both doing a real, real good job. So Havoc, he debuts this Wednesday night or next Wednesday night?
I don't know. Actually, the way they tape, she may not debut until January. I'm not sure.
One last thing. Any news on TNA getting any kind of deal?
That happened this week, so we should talk about that.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, we'll talk. All right. Thanks so much, Jim. Here on Women's Observer Live, this program. We got to talk about Backlund. We've got to talk about TNA, but let me take this call. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, it's Chris in Las Vegas.
What's up?
Well, I know I've called before, and I've talked about the fact that I teach and I work with kids. And then you were talking about Jack Swagger earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jack Swagger first turned, the kids weren't talking about Cena. They weren't talking about Roman Reigns. They were all about Jack Swagger. He was the man. Until I went to Raw this last week, and I started asking around, and went from Jack Swagger, and they started calling him Jerk Swagger.
Wow. What fickle kids. What are you teaching?
He was the guy that, go ahead.
What are you teaching? Are you like fifth grade or something like that?
Second grade.
So second grade.
Like, kids are like eight.
Oh, man, they're even more fickle. Jerk Swagger just because he let down this country, really?
Yes, they were told. Even my cousins, because I went to them in the SummerSlam, and I was like, look. I was like, he didn't even tap. And they're like, doesn't matter. He lost. He's a loser, and that quickly he went from the man to not the man.
Man, these wins and losses really matter to these kids, don't they?
Yes, they do.
What
would be interesting, because when they were all like, all the kids were like, it's all about Jack Swagger, and I'm like, really? I was like, that quick? And so they WWE had something amongst kids, and they don't anymore.
What did the youngsters think of John Cena being flattened like a pancake?
They were very sad.
Oh, really? Man, but they didn't call him, like, Jerk Cena?
No, they did not.
Job Cena?
He lost a lot worse than Swagger did, though.
He did. He got completely obliterated by a monster. Wow. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Keep me updated on what the kids are into these days, because I'm out of the loop. I'm old.
All right, I will.
All right, thanks so much for the call. All right, to the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Nope, no, you're not on the air. Okay, first off, your comments on the Backlund match.
Yeah, that was hyped with an angle where Iron Sheik injured Backlund. I mean, it's not uncommon to do a semi-squash match after an injury angle. I mean, this was just Brock dominating him, you know? I mean, I was trying to think of similar matches, and I remember I think I tweeted last Sunday night after SummerSlam that there was an All Japan match where Vader beat Misawa for the title. I don't think now that was an injury angle beforehand, but I think even that it was because Misawa was already injured, and I think that was something that was kind of known. So just the heel just straight up squashing babyface like that is very rare, and I think it's really just the examples that Dave Meltzer tried to come up with, and I think the only one he really thought of was when Kamala first started out in Memphis and beat Jerry Lawler, because he also mentioned when Vader started in Japan when he beat Antonio Inoki in a few minutes, and even then. That was after Inoki had just had another match against Riki Choshu. So it is a very, very unique match in that sense. Now, also, TNA, since we did get a question about that, why don't you explain it, and then I'll chime in.
Well, what basically happened is their contract expires at the end of September. But apparently Spike is willing to allow them to stay on the network on a week-to-week basis. I had actually heard this. We may have even talked about it on this show. It was unofficially, but from the WWE side. Their belief was that Spike and TNA would probably continue to do business through the end of the year, with the idea being that Spike does not have any interest in pro wrestling, which, by the way, to be fair, I mean, this could be a negotiating ploy to try to sign TNA at a drastically reduced rate. But they're saying that they have no interest in pro wrestling. They're not going to start a promotion. They're not going to sign another promotion. They're just done with wrestling. But they are willing to give TNA a home for a few extra months while TNA attempts to sign a deal with another network. And as Dave noted on Observer Radio last night, apparently there is at least one potential option that TNA has available. It would be at a much lower level than Spike TV. I don't know what the network is, but apparently there is an option for TNA. So as much as the announcement that Spike was not re-signing looked like, I mean, I can't even tell you how many people emailed me, texted me, oh my God, you're going to have to write another book, Death of TNA, have you signed the book deal yet? I mean, it's I honest to God think they're going to end up somewhere. I don't think they're dead. I don't know anything 100%, but that's just kind of what my gut says. So that's the latest on, I mean, they're on TV for a while still. Wednesday nights, they have switched to Wednesdays just completely out of nowhere. But until we hear something set in stone about a new outlet, it's just in a holding pattern.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not sure what to think about the Wednesday night thing because people can, and they have, interpreted it one of two different ways. Either A, why would they move it now when if the show is going to be canceled anyway, so it's a good sign, but or also, well, it's what a lot of networks do when a show isn't doing well, that they put it in a different slot so they can put something that does better ratings in the show's original slot. And you got to remember, Impact was on Thursdays. Thursday is the big TV night because of ads for movie openings on Friday. So
let me say something about Thursday. Thursday, they're going to run up against football. And to me, you know, you could say maybe Spike's idea is we move it to Wednesday. After a few weeks, the audience will switch over. They'll be doing 1.5 million viewers on Wednesday. And if they go up against football, that number is going to be drastically, you know, they're going to get shafted there. So we may as well move it to Thursday. That's a fine theory. But to me, if that's why you're moving it to Wednesday, why don't you promote it for like 3 weeks before football season really kicks off? Say like on September, whatever September would be, on September 3rd, we're moving to Wednesdays, as opposed to what they did, which is just like, you know, at the end of the show on the 14th, they said, we're not on the air next week in this time slot. We're moving to the it was so last minute and so immediate that it really makes me wonder, what was the point of this? I'll let you talk about this when we come back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, challenges and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by David Bixenspan, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And a short segment here, but Bix, your thoughts on, more thoughts on the Impact move to Wednesday.
Well, like we were starting to talk about a little bit, it was so last minute, and it was so last minute that there was not even a Mike Tenay and Taz voiceover alluding to this. It was just a little, you know, a little just billboard bumper that they put up after the show was over. And they've done a lot of very last minute changes to those shows. I mean, this could have come down that day. I mean, when was it? Do you recall if it was announced that day or when the move?
I think it was announced Thursday.
So, right. It was announced the day that aired.
Yes.
So they did not. They, from that, it seems like they probably didn't actually decide until that day either. So it could be seen as lame duck. It could be seen as a good thing. We're not going to know for a little while. As far as the extension through the end of the year, obviously that's a much better sign for TNA. But again, we had heard it could happen. Spike, I guess they felt their stock kind of dropped with how kind of mean-spirited, or however you want to put it, they were when WWE decided they weren't going to stick around several years back, and they're trying to be the best possible partners they can on the way out. But it's obviously a good sign, but it does seem kind of like a lame duck period too. So I don't know. I mean, and then there's the whole thing that they're going to, now we know they're going to be doing a TV taping in September in Pennsylvania that's going to go past Bound for Glory, which now looks to be kind of a lame duck pay-per-view. And very weird promotion right now. I mean, it still feels like a dying promotion. They don't have any house shows scheduled past. Actually, I think the last one happened, but it still looks bleak. It's better than it was a week or so ago, but it still looks bleak.
All right, everybody, we're going to head to our hourly break. We'll be back with another full hour of pro wrestling and mixed martial arts discussion, your phone calls, and more. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.